Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Gurve. Joy Hurad Hamadhova Kunjabi Hakti. Gopijana Bhadaba Hidibadura Gudi. Gopijana Malaba Kiribarada Gude. Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Brajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Te Rabana Chagute. Yamuna Te Rabana Chagute. Joy Hurad Humad Huba Kunja Vihari. Joy Hurad Humad Huba Kunja Vihari. Gopijana Balaba Giribarada Gudi. Gopijana Balaba Giribarada Gudi. Yasoda Nandana Prachajana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Prachajana Ranjana. Jamuna Te Rabana Chaudhri. Yamuna Te Rabana Chaguti. Jai Hurad Humadva Kunjabi Chaguti. Jai Hurad Umadhova Kunjabihari. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya also Teda Satashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Chandanada Bhaktivedanta Gosami Mara Shila Prabhupada Kijai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Kijai. Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Kijai. Namacharya Shila Huidas Thakur Kijai. Prem Se Kohoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Shidweda Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Vakta Vrindikajaya Shishi Radhakrishna Govindakumbhata Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavanam Kijaya Maturidam Kijaya Jagadathasami Kijaya Yamunamai Kijaya Shimadi Lassi Devi Kijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrindikajaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gom. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bom. So today we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 16th chapter, text 49. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's nice. Yeah, as long as it doesn't have marigolds, it's all right. So, you can repeat. Twam hi asya janma stiti sangyaman vibho gunar aniho akrita kala shakti trik tat tat Svabhavan Pratibodhayan Sataha Samikshya Moga Vihara Ihase Tvam Yasya Janmas Titi Samyaman Vibho Gunai vani ho krita kala shakti trik. Tatat svabhavan pratibodhayan sata. Samikshya moga vihara gihase. Tvam yasya janma stiti sangyaman vibho. Gunair aniho krita kala shakti trik. Tatat svabhavan pratibodhayan sastha. Samikshya moga vihara gihase. Dvam yasya janma stiti samyaman vibho. Gunairani ho krita kala chakti trik. Tat svabhavan pratibodhayan sata. Samikshya moga vihara gihase.
Make sure.
Okay? Twam you. He. Indeed. Asha of this universe. Janmastiti samyaman. The creation, maintenance, and destruction. Vibho, O Almighty Lord. Gunahai, by the modes of nature. Aniha, although uninvolved in any material endeavor. Akrita, beginningless. Kalashakti, of the potency of time. Drik, the holder. Tat-tat, of each of the modes. Swabhavan, the distinctive characteristics. Pratibodhayan, awakening. Sataha, which are already present in their dormant state. Samiksheha, by your glance. Amogavihara, whose playful activities are impeccable. Ihase, you act. So translation, O Almighty Lord, although you have no reason to become involved in material activity, still you act through your eternal potency of time to arrange for the creation, maintenance, and destruction of this universe. You do this by awakening the distinct functions of each of the modes of nature which before the creation lie dormant. Simply by your glance, you perfectly execute all these activities of cosmic control in a sporting mood. Sure. So, you can repeat, O Almighty Lord, although you have no reason to become involved in material activity, still you act through your eternal potency of time to arrange for the creation, maintenance, and destruction of this universe. You do this by awakening the distinct functions of each of the modes of nature, which before the creation lie dormant. Simply by your glance, you perfectly execute all these activities of cosmic control in a sporting mood. So purport by his divine, by the servants of Srila Prabhupada, sorry. Skeptics may question why the Supreme Lord has created the material world, which is full of birth, maintenance, and death. Here, the Nagapatnis point out that the Lord's pastimes are amoga beyond any discrepancy. Sri Krishna actually desires that all conditioned souls live with him in his eternal kingdom. But those forgetful souls who are inimical to their loving relationship with God must go to the material world and be subjected to the conditions of time. The fortunate conditioned souls are startled into remembrance of their actual position as loving servants of the Lord. And from within the heart, the Lord then encourages them to come back home, back to God, where time is conspicuous by its absence, and where eternal blissful existence supersedes the dramatic but disturbing functions of cosmic creation and annihilation. So Twam Asya Janma Stiti Samyamam Vibho Gunar Aniho Kritakala Shakti Trik Tatatsva Bhavan Pratibode Hansata Samikshi Amuga Vihara Gihase. So Omagada Timananda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigarve Namaha. So, as far as the purport is concerned and the verse, we actually first find reference to the teleological reason for this material world. Teleological reason, actually, that's repeating the same thing. The reason for this material world, which is to give a place to the conditioned souls to go back to home, back to Godhead. So it says, Krishna has no reason to become involved in material activity, so he's not really attracted to material activity, nor really does Krishna, in his original form, become attracted to material activity, nor does Krishna, in any of his expansions, become attracted to material activity, which is interesting, because it's mentioned that he awakens the distinct functions of each of the modes of nature, but he awakens them, here it's mentioned here, simply by his glance. And in the Brahma Samhita, it's mentioned sa'ikshita. And that glance, as we've mentioned many times in class, is Shambhu, or Lord Shiva. So in other words, Krishna doesn't really become involved in material activity. So it says, although you have no reason to become involved in material activity, he doesn't really, in the next sentence, whoops, there's so many living entities here on my body and in the book because of the garland. But still, he acts through his potencies to actually stir the material energy into action because he's concerned with the living entities. So this is basically the summary of this verse. So that potency that is mentioned here is the time factor. And I thought we should discuss this time factor today, since there was some discussion yesterday indirectly about the time factor and in regard to something called free will versus predestination. So we're going to speak a little bit differently about this free will versus predestination right now. And then also delve into something that you will all love to hear about, which is anxiety and depression. So, and how you're trying to get free, how you're trying to go to Vaikuntha to get free from anxiety and depression. So, as far as the Lord's knowledge, I had an interesting discussion about this yesterday. Let's read some quotes from Srila Prabhupada about Krishna's knowledge about past, present, and future. Now, remember at the same time, that Krishna exists above time. Now, when we're talking about Krishna's existence or Lord Vishnu's existence or any incarnations of the Lord, they're actually transcendental to time. They're not functioning within time. Remember that. Although Krishna comes down to this earth and does his pastimes in seemingly a timely fashion, but in the spiritual world, time is conspicuous. Actually, it's mentioned here in the purport, too. Time is conspicuous by its absence. Now, at the same time, you have a progression of events in the spiritual world. But there's eternal time, eternal present, and you still have progression of events. Don't ask me, that's a chincha. Don't ask me to explain it philosophically because it's a chincha. But I'm going to speak about and repeat certain quotes from Prabhupada where he actually says that Krishna knows everything past, or the Supreme Lord, sorry. I'm making a distinction between the Supreme Lord and Krishna right now. So this is how we're going to rectify this apparent paradox, as Mother Amul was talking about yesterday. So here's some quotes from Prabhupada. The consciousness of the soul is, however, different from the consciousness of the Supreme, because the Supreme Consciousness is all knowledge, past, present, and future. Another quote, Krishna is the perfect knower of past, present, and future. Another quote, he knows past, present, and future. This is from Bhagavad Gita, these quotes. And future perfectly because no one knows him. And then Bhagavad Gita, a specific quote in the Bhagavad Gita. Vedaham samatitani, varta manani charjana bhavishyani chabutani mamtu veda nakaschana. The translation, that's 639. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me, no one knows. So let's mention a little bit about this free will business. So free will means that we have a choice. Of course, we always have a choice between Krishna and Maya. That's a fact. That choice is always there. So one may say, well, Krishna doesn't really know specifically how you're going to choose, but that really, if you say that, then you're saying that, oh, let's not talk about Krishna. If God, I'm making a distinction between God and Krishna right now. So if God doesn't know how you're going to choose, that says that he's not really omniscient. He doesn't know everything past, present, and future. So I have a problem with that one. So let's read more quotes. Unlike the ordinary human being, Lord Krishna clearly says that he completely knows what happened in the past, what has happened in the present, what will happen in the future. Another quote, the Lord, this is all from the Gita, not all the quotes, but we'll get to the Bhagavatam. The Lord is Kavi, he knows past, present, and future, and therefore he knows everything. He has no material eyes, but he has eyes. How could he see? He sees everything, past, present, and future. He lives within the heart of the living being. He knows what we have done in the past, what we are doing now, and what is awaiting us in the future. He is therefore conscious of everything, past, present, and future, but also of each and every corner of his manifestations, both material and spiritual. Srimad Bhagavatam introduction. Paramatma is our constant companion, therefore he knows everything, past, present, and future. Vedabase, he is therefore both the all-pervading impersonal Brahman and the localized Paramatma in everyone's heart, is the knower of all past, present, and future. Nothing can be concealed from him. Final quote from the Bhagavatam. There's many more quotes, unlimited quotes. Devastating time, which controls even the celestial demigods by its manifestations of past, present, and future, does not act on the transcendental plane. So, of course, we know that time is actually... Sorry about that. Maybe we could have the garland is actually home to so many living entities who are now making their home on me. I have to be kind because they're as dear to Krishna as I am. No, these ones don't bite. They're kind. So you have this time factor, which Krishna is perfectly aware of, and I am going to show how Krishna doesn't know past, present, and future. Doesn't know future specifically. And how he does know simultaneously and conceivably. So this is the topic for today. So what is the business of material time? Of course, obviously it causes all these different interactions and actions and the modes of nature and as described here. But as far as the consciousness of the material time is concerned, our consciousness is concerned in regard to the material time is meant to cause us distress. And specifically, the distress that we have in this material world, the two types of distress, at least as human beings, are anxiety and depression. And specifically, we're going to talk about anxiety, because anxiety means the future. You're thinking, what if? So we are filled with anxiety, and of course the nature of the spiritual world is free from anxiety, you may think. Anyway, the nature of the spiritual world is freedom from anxiety, therefore it's called Vaikuntha, the Vaikuntha planets. And Prabhupada has many quotes here about I'm not going to read the quotes. I have other quotes about anxiety, but Prabhupada quoted many times that you take up this Shastra, we don't want to lose it. You take up this Krishna consciousness, you become free from anxiety. That's the whole point, because the material energy, time is causing you anxiety. That's the function of the time factor. So what do we do about that? But that is contrasting or contradicting or whatever comments by Prabhupada, where Prabhupada says that Krishna's business is to put his pure devotees into anxiety. I was listening to that class about a week ago where Prabhupada said Krishna's business is to put his devotees into anxiety. And not only does Krishna put his devotees into anxiety, Krishna's in anxiety. I mean, there's many different ways that Krishna's anxiety. First of all, Krishna's anxiety about us. When are we coming back to him? Like you find in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that Krishna says, I was thinking, when is this devotee coming back to me, Gopakumar, of course. When is Gopakumar coming back to me? And in order to, you know, facilitate the process, I became his guru. You know, and actually that is a fact, that Krishna becomes the guru, sometimes directly, and but shakshara ritvena samasta shastra. Krishna is speaking through the guru. I mean, Krishna even spoke through Chintamani, the prostitute. Actually, she was girlfriend, you know. And Prabhupada said, what you call girlfriends, we call. Anyway, I'm not going to get into it because some people may get upset with that statement nowadays. But anyway, his girlfriend, he spoke through the, Krishna spoke through the mouth of the girlfriend, you know, that if you had as much devotion for Krishna as you had for me, so determined, you'd be a pure devotee. And Bilba Mangal said, you know, Hare Krishna, thank you. And he respected her very much. So Krishna is an anxiety. Krishna in the spiritual world is an anxiety when Mother Yashoda is chasing him with a stick. So what happened to his omniscience? You know, what happened to his omniscience? Actually, in the Vaikuntha planets, outside of Goloka Vrindavan, you don't find that. You don't find Lord Narayan is an so much anxiety. Except, of course, there's that story when, but that was a, that's a pastime. When Lakshmi went away, and Lord Narayan was looking for Lakshmi. So sometimes, I mean, but generally there's not anxiety in the Vaikuntha planets. Let's say make a generalization here. There's not anxiety in the Vaikuntha planets. But in Krishna Loka, there is an anxiety. There is anxiety, and Krishna doesn't appear to understand at least the future. He appears to have forgotten his omniscience. Like even when the coward boys, they march into the mouth of the agasa or a demon, Krishna is thinking, you know, what am I going to do about this? You know, he's God. You know, for him, he's Aptakama. That's a description in the Bhagavatam. Aptakama means that he simply wants something. He doesn't have to figure out how am I going to do it. I mean, it's like I gave Jagadguru an assignment to write some program. And so he's trying to figure out how to do it and thinking how to do it. You know, the other devotees were telling me that he was cooking in the kitchen the other day and he wasn't concentrating on his cooking because he was trying to multitask, think of how to write this program. You know, so he's thinking continually how to do it. So Krishna is also thinking how to do it. It's amazing. So you have God and then you have Krishna, but they're the same person. Advaita Chuta Nadi Radanta Rupa Majam Purana Purusham Navyovanam Cha, isn't it? Same person. When Krishna is officially God, when he acts in his official capacity, yes, he knows all things past, present, future. And let's read more about it. So anyway, in the spiritual world, anxiety. So in the spiritual world, there's so much anxiety, and I'm going to read Prabhupada's quotes about this, how we should be in anxiety, and how anxiety is the perfectional anxiety, spiritual anxiety is the perfectional stage. Prabhupada says, this means these sentiments, anxiety, grief, all these things are a constant companion with the living entity. You cannot give it up. But when they are used for Krishna, that is perfection. That is upadhi shunya. I mean, shunya means void, free of upadhis. Upadhi, of course, means designations that are not real, like I'm male, female, you know, American, white, or black, or, you know, in charge of GBC. You know, these are all upadhis. We accept upadhis temporarily to, you know, we're aware of the upadhis, obviously. I have to be aware that I'm in a male body, and sannyasi, and everything like that. And Sasrupa asks, Prabhupada, we're only neophytes. How can we know if our anxiety is still material when we feel anxiety in devotional service? Prabhupada said, no. If you feel anxiety for Krishna, that is not material. That anxiety is not. That is love. That is pure love. Why you become anxious for our children? Because there is love. So whole scheme is that you have to transfer your attachment to Krishna. Here's another one. So in other words, the time factor in the material world causes anxiety so that we surrender to Krishna. And once we surrender to Krishna, if we go back to Goloka Vrindavan, then we're in more anxiety. It's like now we're anxiety, we're wearing masks. What about the coronavirus? What if, you know, just like when Bhakti Vatsal just coughed. I went, oh my God, what am I going to do? So it's anxiety. So here's another quote. Just like the gopis, they are full of anxiety. Oh, Krishna has gone to the pasture ground. Their anxiety is there. Just like Rukmini, she was thinking, oh, Krishna may not give me up. He is talking in this way. You know, there's that story where Krishna said, you know, actually, you married the wrong person. Basically, you should get a divorce. And she was thinking Krishna was going to give her up. Of course, Satchabhama would think a different way, you know. Krishna would think, she would think, Krishna's, you're just a rascal and get angry with you. But anyway, she fainted, so anxiety is there. So the anxiety that one may not be separated from Krishna, that is the anxiety. Another quote. Devotee. Is a devotee always in some anxiety to see others unhappy? Prabhupada said, yes. How to deliver him? That is Krishna's anxiety. This kind of anxiety is welcome. And of course, Prabhupada elsewhere makes reference to Prahlad Maharaj, who says to Lord Nrisingadev, I'm in anxiety over the conditioned souls. I'm, you know, full of compassion, is the quote. Here's a morning walk. In the spiritual world, there's everything, but only central point is Krishna. Here, anxiety, where shall I get money? Where shall I get woman or man? And there, the anxiety is, how shall I get Krishna? The anxiety is there. That is the difference. And the devotee asks, but do they have anxiety? Prabhupada said, here all people are anxious. So this is the time factor, this anxiety. And depression, of course, is when you lose things or your situation is so intense you just want to run away. And animals experience the same thing as when they fight or flight. You know, it's not that animals are not experiencing that, but it's in a different mode, fighting or flighting. So we express fighting or flighting in terms of anxiety and depression. So here are all people anxious. That's all. And there, the anxiety is how to get Krishna. The anxiety is there, but quality is different. The devotee asks, if we're in anxiety that we cannot perform devotional service nicely, is it all right? And Prabhupada said, that's devotional side. Krishna's anxiety itself is first-class devotional service. Wow. If one becomes anxious like that, then he is perfect. Janma koti sukhatai nalabhyate. After many, many millions of lives of pious activities, one can get such anxiety. Nice. No, I'm not asking for it. This is not easy. To become anxious for Krishna, you don't think it's like ordinary activity, anxiety. Koti sukhatai. If one becomes full of anxiety for Krishna, that is the highest stage of perfection. Prabhupada repeats himself. And then here. Anxiety, Krishna is asking, anxiety for oneself is maya. Prabhupada said that's material. And anxiety for Krishna, that is spiritual. Goswami shloka. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yari kuto na labhyate. The anxiety for Krishna. So he's comparing this to the lalyam, you know, intense hankering. It's a type of anxiety. Because that's the purchase price. And Prabhupada talks about that. The anxiety for Krishna, if it can be purchased, immediately purchase it. Rupa Goswami said, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam. Just purchase Krishna anxiety if it is available anywhere. So the next question will be, what is the price? Tatra lalyam api mulyam ekalam. The anxiety can be purchased by anxiety. Oh my God. So I'll do it. No, janma koti shukatai and labhyate. That anxiety is not available even by millions of births, pious activities. So this anxiety is not so easy. And so here's a question. So if we're performing the deity worship and we get an anxiety, how to make it nice? Prabhupada said, that is Krishna's anxiety. That is Krishna anxiety. If you become anxious how to worship the deity, how to dress Krishna nicely, how to do it, if you remain, that will develop your anxiety for Krishna. Therefore, deity worship essential, exactly in time to get up, to offer Mangalarti, or to be at Mangalarti. I'm adding that. You know, I'm in anxiety to be there on time. That's why I'm on time. And that's actually Krishna conscious. But we want to become free from anxiety completely, but that's Mayavadi's stuff. Krishna doesn't want to become free from anxiety. Krishna, that's, enjoyment is anxiety. I mean, anxiety is enjoyment when it's centered on Krishna. Krishna puts himself in anxiety. You know, he can't meet with Radharani because they're angry. Radharani's angry with him. So Krishna has to use his brain to come up. Of course, Krishna has a big brain. To come up with some strategy like dressing as a woman so he can meet with Radharani. So many things. And Krishna enjoys that. Prabhupada said in this morning walk, it's Krishna's business to put his devotees always in anxiety. That is the perfection. So that's Goloka Vrindavan. So I'm contrasting that with Vaikuntha planets and with Krishna, official God. So therefore, by the injunction of the Shastra negative, it is a way of creating that. So we must follow. Then we come to real anxiety. That's morning conversation in Melbourne. Prabhupada said, here's another quote, the Krishna anxiety, he does not know. Let him know that it's Krishna anxiety. Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, became mother of Krishna so that she would always remain in anxiety for Krishna. In other words, we go back to Godhead so we can always remain in anxiety for Krishna. Whether Krishna is safe, that is mother's anxiety. Therefore, she became mother. You know, and mother's not going to give up that anxiety. How to become Krishna anxiety? This philosophy, nobody knows. Everyone takes Krishna as the father. Father means I'm anxiety less. You know, if you take God as the father, you know, this is Vaikuntha mood, basically. God is the father. And, you know, Christian mood. Anxiety, yeah, means, what's it? Father, anyway. Father, you supply my wants. And to become father of Krishna means to purchase anxiety for Krishna. This philosophy they do not know. They say, that man the other night, he said, Prabhupada said, to accept Krishna as father means my father is there, I have no anxiety. And if you accept Krishna as your son, then you are full of Krishna anxiety. And final quote, Mother Yashoda is always anxious. Krishna is crawling, whether he's falling down in some water or some monkey has come hurting him, or always, or he was touching some fire. Always anxiety. And besides that, the demons are coming. So this is perfection. Always remain in anxiety for Krishna. And there's more quotes about this. I mean, I just didn't have all day long to look for quotes about Prabhupada talking about Vaikuntha anxiety. So getting back to the point is, yes, the devotees are anxiety in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, and Krishna is in anxiety in the Goloka Vrindavan, and Krishna voluntarily to enjoy ras becomes ignorant of at least the future. And, you know, sometimes present, you know, what's happening in the present. So he this is his yoga maya potency. But, you know, let's say God officially, he's aware of everything, past, present, and future. And that doesn't negate free will, because if God doesn't know how we're going to use our free will, then he's not God anymore. You understand? If you say, well, he doesn't know how or how you're going to change your mind. You say, well, what if you change your mind? Well, if he doesn't know you're going to change your mind about changing your mind, then he's not God. I mean, my conception of God, you know, there is that Judaic, a Christian conception of God, you know, omniscient, which means like 100%. Sarvadrik. Anyway, the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam talks about that, and all-powerful and all those other things. So, let's purchase some anxiety for Krishna and go back to home, back to Godhead. That's love, isn't it? So, any questions or comments? We got about, whoops, just to prove.
So, we're on a conditioned platform.
Yes.
And so we hear about this unconditional anxiety. So, if we go into
Yeah, yeah. Well, that, we're not talking about being uptight. I mean, one can become like stunned by anxiety. Of course, that may be a bibhava. But anyway. Yeah, I think it's mixed right now with most of us. I mean, the essential thing. See, that's why we have regulation. So Prabhupada hinted on that as far as the deity worship is concerned. You know, being the deities are open at the right time, Mangalarti at the right time. So sadhana, vaidhi bhakti, sorry, the vaidhi aspect of sadhana bhakti is actually meant to regulate you, so you are in anxiety. And, you know, of course, we don't jump up to the point, you know, I'm all worried that Krishna's going to whatever. You know, Krishna's going to, his feet are, he's walking around in the pasture without shoes, and he's going to hurt his feet on the thorns. I mean, that's really jumping a little too high. And then we're actually doing that because of our own false ego, that sahajism, that I think I'm more advanced than I actually am. So we have to be careful about that particular point. Okay. Put this on so the devotees can see the deities. All glories to his divine glory. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Radhika Lokananda, Ki Jai. Yeah, Prabhupada was in anxiety. Jami Govinda Hare Purusham
Bhante Krishna Annakumara Jai Krishna Annakumara Bhante Krishna Annakumara
Nanna Kumara Humo Danna Gopa. Nanna Kumara Madana Gopa. Madana Gopa Moana Rupa. Madana Gopa Moana Rupa. Mohana Rupa Madananda Kumara. Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Govinda Kore Gopala Hari. Govinda Kore Govinda Kore Gopala Hari. Govinda Kore Gopala Hari. Jaya Jaya Kare. Jaya 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 Kare. Jaya 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 Kare. Hare Krishna Nanda Kumara. Nanda Krishna Nanda Kumara. Vinda Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Govinda Hare Gopala Hare. Govinda Hare Gopala Hare. Jai Jaya Deva Kante. Jai Sachi Nandana Gora Hare. Jai Sachi Nandana Gora Hare. Jai Sachi Nandana Gora Hare. Jai Jaya Deva Hare. Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Paramahansa, Paravatakacharya, also Teras, Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chandana, Dabhaka Padana, Goswami, Maharishila Prabhupada, Jai, Iskand Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Jai, Ananda Koti, Vaishnava Vrinda, Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, Jai, Paren, Sai, Kaho, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadha Shri Vasati Gaur Bhaktivin Nikijaya Shishi Radhakrishna Gopi Govada Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrinda Avanam Kijaya Maturnam Kijaya Navadeeptam Kijaya Jagadavasami Kijaya Yimonamaya Kijaya Srimati Vilasadeva Kijaya Sambhaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya Gaur Premananda Harival, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we'll read the translation. I praise the all-attractive Lord Krishna, who is the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj. The youthful son of Nanda Maharaj is the Cupid amongst the cowardice. The Cupid among the cowardice possesses an enchanting, beautiful form. He of enchanting, beautiful form is the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj. All glories to the Supreme Lord Hari. All glories to the Supreme Lord Hari. I praise Lord Hari, who is the most compassionate to the fallen souls. All glories to Govinda Hari and Gopal Hari. All glories to Govinda Hari and Gopal Hari. All glories to the Supreme Lord Hari. All glories to the Supreme Lord Hari. All glories to Rama Hari and to Krishna Hari. All glories to the son of Mother Sachi, who is the fair Gora Hari. All glories to Govinda Hari and to Gopal Hari. All glories to Govinda Hari and Gopal Hari. All glories to the Supreme Lord Hari. All glories to the Supreme Lord Hari. Jai. So, that's an old song. I have to practice it a little bit more. So, we want to see if anyone has any questions on the internet.
It is.
You're getting darshan of the
ditties.
Change the microphone.
So,
put the microphone to me.
We gotta take everybody out of mute.
Enforced mute. And we will go to the deities, but we'll put the microphone on me.
Okay, so who has a question?
It is on me. Okay, so who sends? Let me put the sound up on this.
Okay, who has a question?
Hare Krishna.
Okay, what's the question?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Dandavat Pranam.
I think I have to switch this too.
Nalini Khan, do you have a question?
Yes, Gurudev, if nobody else has.
Wait, I can't hear somehow or other. Oh, let me just hold on a second. Let me switch this. Speakers. Okay. Okay, try now.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, somehow or other, I cannot hear. Let me try switching this. Anyway, microphone, speakers, save us. I may not be able to take questions because this is my old system right here. Okay.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. So you have a question?
If no one else has.
Okay, ask your question.
Gurudev, when Yashoda Mai is chasing Krishna, Krishna is in anxiety, but he is enacting in that leela. Is that correct?
Yes, he's enacting in that leela, but he's forgotten that he is God. He's not just acting, well, I'm just going to act like I'm in anxiety. He's actually in anxiety. That's his enjoyment, because Krishna is Rasa Raj. He's the enjoyer of Ras.
Okay. Gurudev,
so he's actually in anxiety. He's forgotten he's God. Okay. He's voluntarily allowed himself to be under the influence of Yogamaya, where he actually forgets his omniscience. That is the nature of Krishna in Vrindavan, specifically in Braj. He forgets that he is God.
And when he is anxious, as you explained today, that how living entities are going to use their free will, although he knows the future, so here also he forgets that he is God or his omniscience.
Yes. Krishna. Simultaneously, Krishna manifests his various expansions and incarnations. And Krishna himself never leaves Vrindavan anyway. Galoka Nivashati Akilatnu Bhuta. And so Krishna actually forgets his omniscience. He forgets that he's God. He's just. And when he kills the demons in Braj, then he's expanding himself as his Vishnu expansion, a Narayan expansion.
And when
but
he's
as Krishna, the original, in his original aspect, and this is all happening simultaneously, because simultaneously he can be in his God aspect as Narayan or Vishnu, and simultaneously he is a little coward boy in complete anxiety about, you know, what happened to his coward boyfriends when Lord Brahma stole them. And then he realizes what happens. I mean, so he sometimes the yoga maya is causing him to forget, and sometimes the yoga maya is not causing him to forget. But he enjoys rasa. You cannot enjoy rasa if you're all-powerful and you're thinking you're all-powerful.
Yes.
How could you enjoy
rasa?
I mean, just like, let's say, okay, I don't want to use the example of Elon Musk, but let's say you're in charge of a factory and everybody there is your employee and they're just saluting you and you're not really compassionate or anything like that with them. Like, is that as enjoyable when you go home and your children crawl on your lap or something like that? Because your daughter's a little too old to crawl on your lap at this point. Might break your lap. So, anyways. So, I mean, what is more enjoyable? So Krishna wants to enjoy. He's the supreme enjoyer. He enjoys by being an ordinary bloke, as the expression goes, an ordinary person.
Yes.
And that's his, he voluntarily enjoys like that, and then he relinquishes, not ontologically, but he forgets about his position as God.
Okay.
I mean, this is the amazing thing about Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. Okay.
Gurudev, that means even when he is anxious about all his living entities, there he is Vrindavan Krishna.
Yes, Vrindavan Krishna is anxious, and Krishna generally, he wants all living entities to go back home, back to Godhead.
Okay.
But Vrindavan Krishna is wanting to bring us back. I mean, that's the whole story about Gopal Kumar. Gopal Kumar actually went previously to the Vaikuntha planets, and Vrindavan and Krishna, in his original aspect, was thinking, when is he coming back to me?
Yes.
It's interesting. Anyway, this is a little bit of rasa theology here, rasa understanding.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Simultaneously, Krishna is doing different things in different places in different incarnations, and he has a different mood in different incarnations. In Vrindavan, he's not acting as God.
Yes, good.
In Vrindavan, he is acting as the young coward boy who's the cynosure, the attractive person who nobody can keep their eyes off and nobody can stop thinking about and nobody can stop thinking about in anxiety. Anyway, good question. I think we're going to end now because...
Oh, Gurudev, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Nalini Khan, go to sleep.
Okay, Gurudev.
It's too late for you. It's 11:30. So, all right. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, Srila Prabhupada.